I kind of expected something crazy to happen the minute we turned 13. Didn't you? I ask Ari. We're side by side on my bed, watching Freaky Friday for the zillionth time. Not really, she laughs. You expected aliens touching down on your front lawn, or what? I whack her with a pillow. No, nothing like that. Forget it, I don't know. All of a sudden, it hits me that we really are 13. That we've been friends since fourth grade, when Ari moved to Brookside. It's been a long time already. I know what you're saying. Ari sits up. We waited so long to be teenagers, and now we are, and it's been 2 months of just, like, regular life. Yep, regular life, and winter, and blah. I guess my main hope for the next few months is that we have a lot of snow days. I pause. Yours? Ari rubs her eyes. I kind of just want to relax. The first half of the year was all bat mitzvah stress, and my dad has a new job now so that agita is over too. Can this half of the year just be chill time? Except for the insane amount of homework I have. Nice use of the word agita, Ar. I laugh. And yes, chill time sounds fab. Oh, and can we finally do that beach-themed sleepover we've been talking about forever? We can turn the heat super high and wear our bikinis and stuff. I feel like we need that to get us through winter. Like, trick our minds that it's maybe summer? Ari claps. Yes, def. Next sleepover is totally beach theme. Do you realize we just had our fourth sleepover of winter break? I think about it for a second. I didn't realize you were counting, but yeah. Oh, I am so sad we're going back to school tomorrow. Ari frowns. Break went so fast, didn't it? Kaylin! We hear my mom yell up the stairs before I have a chance to answer. Mail! Mail? Ari crinkles her face. You get mail? Like, real letters? From who? I shrug. Sometimes. Are you expecting something? Ari asks, hopping off the bed and sliding her feet into the fluffy slippers she leaves at my house. Maybe? My heart pounds because I kind of am expecting something. We get downstairs and find my mom at the kitchen table, surrounded by a pile of mail and a steaming mug of tea. This came for you, my mom says, handing me an envelope, her glasses perched at the edge of her nose. Ari leans over my shoulder, trying to read the envelope. Return address, Laurel Lake Camp for the Arts. What is happening right now? Ari whispers in my ear as I stand perfectly still with my eyes closed, holding the envelope in my hand. I've suddenly become frozen in place. Are you all right, Kay? I nod and look over at my mom, who appears not to have read the envelope and is clearly not even paying attention to us at all. Maybe it's better that way. Let's go into the den, I say quietly. We sit down on the couch, and I'm still holding the envelope in my hands. I wasn't even expecting a real letter. I figured I'd get the answer by email. And to be perfectly honest, I wasn't expecting anything right now. I thought I'd hear in February, maybe even early March. I planned to have more time to come up with some kind of reason why I didn't even ask my parents if I could apply, why I didn't tell Ari or anyone in the world about this. Kaylin. Ari says in her quiet, concerned tone, putting a hand on my shoulder. Are you okay? You haven't said anything in a really long time. Your skin looks kind of gray. It does? Yes. She raises her eyebrows at me. Would you like me to, open the envelope? I nod, slowly. I'm not sure I really want her to, but I don't think I can do it myself. I already see sweat droplets on the paper. Something has to happen soon. Plus, if there's anyone I'd want around me when I get bad news, it's Ari. And if it's good news, she's the person I want beside me then too. Hold my hand, I whisper. Ari crinkles her face again, and then tries to hold my hand and open the envelope at the same time. She's about to rip it apart with her teeth when I let go. Okay, that won't work. Just open it. Time creeps by from the second she tears open the envelope to the second we're reading the letter. But then, I see Congratulations. We're happy to welcome you to Laurel Lake Camp for the Arts Comedy Intensive.